live from the dead center of the Rust Belt and the heart of it all, Michigan. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Rolling into hour number one, and there are three things you need to know. Three, the weather's about to take a hard turn into hardcore winter. Temperatures plummeting, and the snow could be piling up. Are you ready? Two, a tough day for a CNN host accusing David Webb of white privilege before being corrected and informed that he's, in fact, black.
I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege.
And number one at the top of the page, the Democrats snub President Trump and don't even bother to show up for lunch to discuss ending the government shutdown. They're planning a vacation instead. I'd like a vacation. I would like to take a, you know, a little break from it all. It seems that the Democrats might take a hiatus for a few days. We'll see what that turns out to be. Meanwhile, the brand new caravan formed in Honduras and headed north while the Democrats are skipping lunch to discuss the government shutdown and border security. They're massing in Honduras, headed now into Guatemala, and then onto the Mexican border, where they're not going to be received particularly well, if social media is any indication. It seems the Mexican population has had all they can take of these showboating caravans, if you will. Work? Yes, there might be work for people who actually want to work, not for the lazy bums looking for entitlements, tweeted Santos in Spanish on a YouTube page belonging to another company. Poor Mexicans, what's in store for you, he went on. Juan Palomino remarked, now look, let's see if Wacko Hunter and President Labrador mobilizes the Marines and keeps these idiots from coming to Mexico. Give them enough to eat, at least. And people of Honduras, all of you who are spinning these grand illusions and getting ready to come to this caravan and in any future others, before you leave your country, please inform yourself about how people have already come on previous caravans or faring in Tijuana. It seems those in Mexico they're tired of it, frankly. This caravan began with just 500. It swelled to well above 2,000 now, growing and moving. And the hostile social media content, just the beginning of where people think they are. And this is after the Democrats completely ignored coming to the White House, which made no sense whatsoever. Democrats decided to skip the invitation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, today the president offered both Democrats and Republicans the chance to meet for lunch at the White House. Unfortunately, no Democrats attended. A group of nine House Republicans were scheduled to meet with them, including two Republican lawmakers, Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois and John Katko of New York, that have voted for Democratic bills to reopen the government. So these are pretty moderate or left-leaning Republicans who were there. Davis said he's put a deal on the table, speaking of Trump. The sheer fact that no Democrats were here to even talk with us shows a complete lack of willingness to compromise. They have no interest in compromising. They think that they can win this political fight. And to what end? To make America less safe? To make America less secure? Open the borders altogether? Make sure we don't have funding for any security at the border? But let's make damn sure we got plenty of money for the people that come here unprepared, ill-prepared to be here and want to put their hands out because they want this and that and everything else. Because that's what's coming. But what you're seeing in America is a swing left like I have never seen. We're seeing a swing left like I have never seen, and it's frightening because most of us here in the Rust Belt states, even Democrats here, don't have this radical leftist view of the world. Don't believe that border security is important. They believe, as I do, that it's an American issue, not a Republican or Democratic issue, but an American issue to make sure our country is safe and our children are safe, that our border is secured, no matter how you do it. And let's be clear about that. We don't care how you secure the border, whether it's a wall or a fence, electronic equipment, or alligators in a moat, which seems to be a fairly popular idea with some. This swing to the left, though, Nobody more of a poster child for that than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Well, her demands for an important seat on a committee have been met and exceeded, I would say. AOC announcing on Twitter late yesterday that she will join California Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters, the chair on the influential House Financial Services Committee, which oversees Wall Street and the housing industry. Now, how frightening is this? You've got two people now, probably more, but you've got two people, the chair, Maxine Waters, and the rising Marxist star of the Democratic Party, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, neither of which are capable of basic math, sitting on the House Financial Services Committee. This is a powerful committee, by the way. They'll be joined by the anti-Semitic Michigan Congresswoman, Rashida Tlaib, the Honorable Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, and a couple more I don't know, including Katie Porter of California and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. But what a crew this is going to be. Rashida Tlaib, freshman, radical. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, freshman, radical. And then the chair, Maxine Waters, not a freshman, very radical and not altogether there sometimes in my estimation. From AOC, you get this on Twitter. I am very grateful for the opportunity to sit on this committee as a freshman and look forward to working under the leadership of Maxine Waters. Adding, financial services is one of just four exclusive committees in the House. It oversees big banks, lending, and the financial sector. Personally, I'm looking forward to digging into the student loan crisis, examining for-profit prisons, ICE detention, and exploring the development of public and postal banking just to start. Let me touch on the thing about this student loan crisis. First of all, everything with the Democrats is a crisis. Nothing is just a problem or an issue to deal with. Everything is a crisis. It's all a crisis all the time. Ring the bell. Ding, 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 ding. We should have a bell in this program. Every time a Democrat uses the word crisis somewhere, the bell should go off. Ding, ding, ding. Of course, we never get anything else done. Here's the problem. When I went to college, when I got a student loan, a government-guaranteed student loan, I didn't get it from the government. I got it from the local bank. And I went in. Did this a couple of times. I went in, filled out the paperwork, signed my name, agreed to pay back the amount that I borrowed, and away I went. And guess what? I paid back the amount because the bank wasn't able to go out on election day and say, hey, if you vote for us, the bank, we'll get rid of your student loan debt. So as you look at the price of tuition in America and you look at the so-called student loan crisis, some things ought to stick out to you. First of all, when the United States government took over basically all student loans, the United States government now accounts for something like 99% of all student loans originating today. So the government is in charge of student loans. At the same time, running parallel to that, came these dramatic increases in tuition. Now, isn't that interesting? One government entity is paying another government entity, and the price spirals out of control. Is this surprising to you in some way? And in the end, somehow, the taxpayer is on the hook for $50,000 or $80,000 or $100,000. And suddenly, it's a bargaining chip on election day. Oh, you know what? We know it's a crisis. All of these kids in debt because college is so expensive. It's so expensive, you fools, because you waded into the pool that you don't belong in. Oh, and by the way, if you vote for us, we might just forgive your student loan debt. Isn't that buying votes? Isn't that quite simply buying votes straight up? Seems so to me. 14 after. Hey, we're just getting warmed up at the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you have unfiled tax returns? Maybe several? And maybe, just maybe, the IRS will never catch you? In the meantime, you don't dare buy a home or put money in the bank. That's no way to live. There is hope. I can help you file those tax returns and negotiate a reasonable settlement with the IRS. I'm Chris McGlatcher of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Call my team of experts at 269-969-9752 or go to stevegruber.com to find us.
Rent is up. Salaries are up. Supplies are up.
Owning a business means owing bills. But DTE Energy is committed to helping your business thrive. DTE offers rebates, tools, and tips to help you save energy and money. We even have experts who conduct free business energy consultations to show you where to save.
Hey, my energy bill went down 10%.
Visit dteenergy.com/save now to learn more. DTE Energy. Know your own power. DTE Energy is committed to helping Michigan businesses. So we perform over 1,800 free on-site business energy consultations each year and offer rebates and incentives on upgrades to energy-efficient equipment. In fact, we help them save over $40 million every year because more businesses saving money means more businesses making money. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing. It's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.